From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here are your hosts, Carl Unbehown and Glenn Broggett.
Well, I'm going out tonight, I'm going to that Rumble Inn, where the cats are jumping and I see all my swinging friends. I'm gonna try to forget my baby and the love trap that I'm in. Oh yeah, I'm gonna walk right in, stand up beside the wall. I'm gonna dig all the cats that knows I do have a ball. And when I get ready to leave, I'll be the swinginest of them all. Yeah, yeah.
Starting this edition of Minnesota Music Memories was a little something that was not made in Minnesota. I know, gasp, gasp. No. This time around, we kicked off the show with an act from our neighbor to the east, good old Wisconsin, with Ronnie Palmer and the song Love Trap. Hi, Glenn Broggett with you this time around on the thrill ride freak out freak show that is Minnesota Music Memories. We play great Minnesota music memories and more from the 50s, 60s, 70s, hey, even into the 80s and 90s, too, every once in a while. I'm your Pied Piper, your host, your big kahuna, leading you through an hour this week filled with lost musical treasures from not only our great state, but our neighbor friends as well. Hey, should we get this thing underway? Hey, as I mentioned earlier, we did kick off the program with a Wisconsin artist by the name of Ronnie Palmer with the tune Love Trap. Now, that selection came off of a pretty fun little collection that was put out by Ace Records a few years back called Rockin' in Wisconsin, the Kooka Records Story Volume 3. Now, haven't as of yet been able to locate the first two volumes of this collection, but when I do, and when if I find the tracks, I will definitely get them on here in future installments of Minnesota Music Memories when we pay a little bit of love and a little bit of respect to our neighbor friends. Now, before we get into sampling some of the music that I'm going to play you from this Kooka Records Volume 3 disc, hey, let's go learn a little bit about the Kooka Records label. Now, the Kooka Records label, let's get into it. It was founded and formed in 1959 in the small little community of Sauk City, Wisconsin, by a man by the name of James Kirchstein. Now, he got in the business in 1959 with Kooka, and they lasted pretty decent fair amount of time for a small little label. All the way into the early 70s, they were releasing LPs and 45s, but they kicked off in 1959. And for the most part, Kooka Records, as far as the music that they were putting out, was mostly polka music and ethnic music on LP. But they also, every once in a while, were, you know, branched out into other areas, including rhythm and blues, folk, traditional jazz, and pop rock. Yeah, most musicians recorded by Kooka were from Wisconsin or nearby states. His recording documents from Kooka represented a focused view of Wisconsin musical performances during those years. The very first record to have come out on Kooka Records that was issued by Kirchstein was Willie Tremaine's Thunderbirds with Midnight Express. Thunderbirds Midnight Express with the B-side Frankie's Rock. And it came out on the Swastika label. Strong and negative reaction. Yeah, if you're putting out a swastika on your record, forced Kirchstein to pull the single and reissue it on Kooka. and they're both numbered 1001. And the Kooka Record Studios themselves have recorded performances for releases on popular record labels as well. And the big claim to fame for Kooka Records was the release and the recording there at the studios of Mule Skinner Blues by the Fendermen, which was re-released on the famed Soma label that ended up becoming a top five Billboard hit in 1960. And now what we're going to do is play a little bit of this Kooka Records. And by the way, the Kooka Record Collection forms part of the Wisconsin Music Archives that you can find. It's a non-circulating special collection in the Mills Music Library of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, UW-Madison, if you want to get down there. Check it out. Okay, we're going to play four selections from that on top of the one we opened up with this week. And on the way for you, we're going to throw you in something from a group called the Teen Kings. Yeah, how vintage and of that era, right? These names, I love it. Dave Kennedy stopping by with doing a little peeping and a hiding. Baby, What You Do to Me, name of that tune. A lot of covers. We got the Rhythm Rockers with some bad news. And, that's the way we're going to get things started right now with some bad news. Here are the Rhythm Rockers on Minnesota Music Memories, paying a little tribute and giving a little love to our friends, our neighbors to the east, Wisconsin.
Get up in the morning, look out the window. What do you think I see? Bad news,
bad news.
Gossip with my girl.
Bad news,
bad news.
Trying to
happen next Sunday. Every day you read about us, I'm gonna get bad news,
bad news,
bad news. I went to my classroom, threw my books on the desk. What do you think I see?
Bad news,
bad news.
Gossip with my girl.
Bad news,
bad news.
He says I'm studying for tests.
Every day you read about us, I'm gonna get bad news,
bad news,
bad, bad news.
I had a date the other night with a real sharp chick from the record hop Saturday night. When I asked my dad if I could have the cars, this is what he said.
He said, son, when I was your age, I used to ask my father the same question. He'd look at me and say, he'd say,
bad news,
bad news.
Said the car ain't so good.
Bad news,
bad news.
Said the tires ain't so good.
Every day you read about us, I'm gonna get
mad news.
Bad news,
bad news.
This is the target to good.
Bad
news,
bad news.
Gotta take my mom to dinner.
Every day you read about us, I'm gonna get it.
Bad news,
bad news,
but bad news,
bad
news.
Why does it always have to happen to me? Tell me why, Paula. Why does it always happen to me? Why?
Do all, oh, let's walk now. got me weeping, you got me crying, you got me weep, cry, cry, weep with any way you won't be able to roll. Woo! Yeah, yeah. Well, I say, you got me do what you want, baby, baby, what you want me to do. Oh, walk away now.
Thank you. some love, I'm gonna give it to you. You came along and you stole my heart. I love you, baby, I'm a star. Cause you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Wrapping up our four-song set from that fantastic, just downright cool compilation, Rockin' in Wisconsin, the Kooka Record Story, Volume 3. We finished off a little set there with Kenny King and the Bebops from October of 1962 with You're All Right. Before that, the Teen Kings with the cover of Joe South's I Might Have Known. Oh, who else do we have in the mix? Dave Kennedy was covering that old classic standard, Baby, What You Do to Me. And it was all about the bad news with the Rhythm Rockers. Minnesota Music Memories paying some attention and homage, support, love, whatever you want to call it, to our neighbors, whether it be to the north, the south, the east, and the west. We're representing, but we're also going to be representing our great state as well. Come on, you can't neglect Minnesota from a show called Minnesota Music Memories. That would be downright ridiculous. So I'm going to line up something here that might be just tasty enough for your ears to stand, and it won't leave you feeling fat or bloated, and you don't have to go get on the treadmill for an hour after hearing it. Tasty confections on the way. Tasty psychedelically influenced confections on the way. Let's just be honest here. I've got a couple of artists here lined up just for you, including the Bedlam Four. We'll go back 1967 for a single. At least we're going to play the A-side of a 45 that was put out on the Caped Crusader Records label. Now, if anybody has more information about that Caped Crusader Records label, send it my way at ksrq@northlandcollege.edu. Go to radionorthland.org and leave some information for us. And if you know anything about Caped Crusader Records, there was a few acts, not only the Bedlam Four, there were acts as well from the great state of Texas. There were groups called the Fanatics, Dirty Words, The Morning Dew, all part of this Caped Crusader Records label. So we're going to play something from that. We're also going to lay in a little something from the Motifs, from the LaJacques label from Minneapolis. Now, the Motifs, not to be confused with other acts that went under that same name. Yeah, that was a problem. A lot of groups across the country in the pre-internet days had similar names, you know, not all that original. So there was more than one Motifs out there. There was a Motifs in Idaho that was known, and New Jersey. We'll throw in something from the Minnesota version of the Motifs. Here's a little something now, an A and a B side from a record label called Salesmaker Production. And it's out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it features the group The Viscounts. Now, we're at the B-side, we're going to throw later on, is an instrumental, very, very much in the surf rockin' vein, but that's still to come. We're going to throw the A-side your way, a little mid-tempo ditty called Goodbye. We're not saying goodbye, we're just getting ready to enjoy another fine set. As we go back in time here and get some psychedelic treats and other pop delights on Minnesota Music Memories.
Every time I see you coming my way, get up and hear you say, please, I want to hear you cry over me. Don't you know that I can't forget? Don't you know you were my friend? But goodbye, till you go in and cry over you. Yesterday, we walked hand in hand. every time I see you coming my way, I can't help but hear you say, please, I don't want to hear you cry over me. Yesterday
someday, well, now when I'm through with you. Well, you know where the happenings are, because your friends already went too far. Look through the window and the sky is dark. And then you keep screaming, there's no one left to love.
Minnesota Music Memories, digging on that track from Cape Crusader Records from 1967 from the Bedlam Four with No One Left to Love. Its B-side, by the way, was a little something called Psychedelic Mantra. Maybe we'll have to flip that on a future edition of the program. We heard the Motifs with Someday and the A and B-side from the Viscounts 1965 release on Salesmaker Production Records, I should say. The Viscounts from Minneapolis with Goodbye and Giant Killer. Halfway through the program on Minnesota Music Memories, and we are going further down the psychedelic rock and roll rabbit hole here in this next big set of songs. On the way for you, we're going to hear from Hope with One Man. That one man eccentric Michael Yonkers. Hey, we're going to play a track that we have not played from his micro miniature Love Lost masterpiece. The Litter are back from their $100 fine record, a take on an old Zombies hit of that era. They stretched it out just a little bit. Here now from 1968 are the Jokers' Wild, Because I'm Free. Let's get into it. Let's get lost. Let's just rock and roll psychedelicized style on Minnesota Music Memories.
Thank you. about her now. How many people cry? But it's too late to say you're sorry. How well I know, why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Wrapping up our last big solid set here on Minnesota Music Memories, a very slightly, more than slightly, I should say, that's an exaggeration, psychedelic-sized bit of music. We wrapped up with the group Hope with One Man. Wow, that Michael Yonkers. The more I listen to that record and subsequent other recordings and demos, I'm really, really enjoying it. I mean, he's not everybody's cup of tea, but he's definitely got something there, man. That's probably why he got a little bit lost in his head. If you listen to Micro Miniature Love, you would understand. We played a little something from that record by the name of Thunder Spring, and The Litter was in there too, covering the zombie She's Not There. We kicked it all off with Joker's Wild and Because I'm Free. Well, I'm free to head on out the door myself. It's been a fun, fun trip this week playing Minnesota Music Memories. We had a little something from one of our border friends in Wisconsin to kick off the program. And then we just wrapped up with a good old mash of psychedelia. We're going to wrap up this edition of the program with a little selection from the group Crow. It's called Easy Street. I want to thank everybody for joining us on this edition of Minnesota Music Memories. Oh, we've got more great Minnesota Music Memories coming up here in the upcoming weeks, and I do thank you for listening. You can check out Minnesota Music Memories online at RadioNorthland.org. We've got some archived episodes. We've got other things as well. And if you want to listen to more Minnesota Music Memories archived episodes, you can also go to PRX.org. Be a part of that. A big thank you goes out to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund for helping us be able to bring you this fine, fine program. Without any further ado, here's Crow with Easy Street. For Minnesota Music Memories, I'm Glenn Broggett signing off. So long for now.
goodbye.